Welcome to Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick.
Hey, it's Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick. Hey, we know Sunday games is about to begin, so I'm about to let you know who to start and who to bench for all the games going on today. So let's just get right into it. First game, we got the Cleveland Browns versus the Baltimore Ravens. On the Cleveland side, yeah, you're going to start Nick Chubb and you're going to start Kareem Hunt. You're going to start Amari Cooper and you're going to start David Njoku. Baltimore, of course, you're going to start Lamar Jackson. And we know J.K. Dobbins is going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks, okay? Gus Edwards is back. Now, they said they're going to bring Gus back slowly. But we know teams are on bye weeks. If you got to and stuff, I mean, it might not be a bad idea to try to put Gus in to see what happens. For this week, I would say Kenyon Drake, if you able to get Kenyon Drake off the waiver wire. He'll be the better running back to start this week. But I think after this week, I prefer Gus Edwards over Kenyon Drake. Receivers, yeah, Rashad Bateman should be back this week, so I wouldn't mind starting Rashad Bateman, especially if it's a WR3 flex. DuVernay is a dart throw, and of course, you're starting Mark Andrews. He is playing today. Next game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Carolina Panthers. Well, let me say this off the break. Before I name the players, you need to make sure you start Tampa Bay defense, okay? Because Carolina is a joke. We all know that they traded Christian McCaffrey to the 49ers a few days ago. I'd be surprised if Carolina puts up a point today. P.J. Walker is trash. I feel sorry for D.J. Moore. They should have traded D.J. Moore ass when they traded Christian McCaffrey. I know he don't even want to be there. Talking about he the centerpiece of their offense. How? You don't have an offense. As far as the running backs now that's replacing Christian McCaffrey, you got Deontay Foreman and you got Chuba Hubbard. Who's going to start? I don't know. The coach said that they're going to go with the hot hand approach, whatever the hell that means. If you're desperate, I will prefer Deontay Foreman, but I don't feel confident against Tampa Bay defense starting either one of them. And I will not start DJ Moore in this matchup either. Next game, Atlanta Falcons and the Cincinnati Bengals. On the Atlanta side, yeah, I would start Drake London still. We know he has a few down weeks, but I would still start him. And you drive the cow piss high, so you got to start him. The deep throw is Alame Azukius. I hope I ain't butchering his damn name. My wife picked him up off the waiver wire and stuff as a sleeper this week, so she's very high on him. He is getting quite a few targets in his Atlanta Falcons offense. On the Bengals side, yeah, you're going to start Joe Mixon. You're going to start Jamar Chase. You're going to start T. Higgins. Tyler Boyd will be more so of a WR3 for today's game. And as far as running back, I really don't want to mess with Kaleem Huntley or Tyler Algier. We're just waiting patiently for Cordell Patterson to come back in his offense. Next game, Detroit Lions and Dallas Cowboys. On the Detroit side, we know DeAndre Swift is not expected to play today. I would start Jamal Williams, even though I don't know what he's going to do against this Cowboys defense. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I would start him. I mean, you could start Josh Reynolds. Detroit does have a good offense, but they playing probably the best defense in football. So you can start Josh Reynolds, too, to see what happens with Amon-Ra. But I'm not real high on the pass catchers today for the Detroit Lions. On the Cowboys side, shit, Dak is back today. You can start Dak because we all know Detroit has the worst defense. You can start Ezekiel Elliott. You can start CeeDee Lamb. You can start Michael Gallup. And I wouldn't start Dalton Schultz. I want to see what Dalton Schultz does with Dak being back. We know he's had some terrible weeks, a few weeks, not even giving fantasy managers not 1 point. Next game. Oh, yeah, and I would start Dallas defense too. Next game, New York Giants versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. On the Giants side, Saquon Barkley. I don't know how in the hell they 5-1, but they find ways to do it. If you desperate and stuff, I can see you maybe starting Wandale Robinson as a WR3. Jacksonville side, I'll start Travis Etienne. I'll start Christian Kirk. And a dark throw, if you need a tight end this week, would be Evan Ingram. Then you got the Green Bay Packers versus the We Are the Commanders. That's just a dumbass name. I don't know how in the hell they came up with a name like that, the Commanders. But anyway, getting back to the game. On the Green Bay side, the way Aaron Rodgers has looked, I don't even know if I feel comfortable starting the Aaron Rodgers today. Sammy Watkins is back, so that is good for the offense. I can see you starting Sammy Watkins probably in your flex because they need him, especially since Randall Cobb is out. I would start Alan Lazard. Aaron Jones, yeah, I would start Aaron Jones. We know him and A.J. Dillon haven't been looking good. If you want a pincher, you need to start A.J. Dillon. Even though the Commanders' run defense hasn't been that bad, you can put him in the lineup. I don't feel comfortable about either one of them. I prefer Aaron Jones, but they just ain't been looking right. On the Commander side, we know Taylor Heineke now is the starting quarterback. Terry McLaurin, I would start. Curtis Samuels to get some opportunities. And Brian Robinson. You know, Green Bay doesn't have a good run defense. So I can see you starting Brian Robinson. Next game, Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans. Well, Jonathan Taylor is finally back, so I would start him. I would start Michael Pittman Jr. Alex Pierce would be like a WR3 flex. And that's about it on the Colts side. Tennessee side, you start in Derrick Henry, of course. I would start Robert Woods. Anybody else on that? No, that's probably about it on the Tennessee side. Next game, Houston Texans versus the Las Vegas Raiders. On the Texans side, I would start Brandon Cooks and Damian Pierce. And dark throw would be Nico Collins. On the Raiders side, I would start Derek Carr. I would start Devontae Adams. I would start Josh Jacobs. We know Darren Waller isn't playing. I would start Hunter Renfrow. And that concludes that matchup. Next game, New York Jets versus the Denver Broncos. Well, off the break, I'm starting the Jets defense and stuff because they got, we know Russell Wilson isn't playing. He has a partially torn hamstring. So they got, Brett Ripken as their starting quarterback? Yes, please start the Jets defense on that. I mean, come on now. They already ain't been looking good. And now they got a quarterback that's playing that's even worse than Russell Wilson. So, look, I don't feel comfortable. It's sad. I don't feel comfortable even starting Cordell Patterson today. Or Melvin Gordon or whoever is the starting running back for Denver. On the Jets side, I'm starting Breece Hall. But none of the receivers right now, even though the Jets is 4-2, none of the receivers right now for the Jets are doing anything. We know a few days ago, Elijah Moore asked to be traded. The Jets said they're not trading him. We'll see how that plays out as far as Elijah Moore and the Jets. But when it comes to Elijah Moore, and I don't blame him because he only had one target last week. He's supposed to be their number one receiver, but they're winning games the way they're winning it off of their defense and the run game. But you can't start Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, or Corey Davis. You can't start any of them. We know Elijah Moore, he's a healthy scratch this week. But still, the way the receivers have looked at him, not, you know, really focusing on the receivers, do you, even with no Elijah Moore, do you feel comfortable starting Corey Davis or starting Garrett Wilson? Because I don't. So I'll just say Breece Hall is the only one that you can start in this offense for the Jets. Next game, we got the Kansas City Chiefs and the 49ers. Kansas City side, I'm starting Patrick Mahomes. And we got news this morning that Isaiah Pacheco will be starting over Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So, hey, I see people in my league grabbing a Pacheco off the waiver wire. You can put him in, though the 49ers have a good run defense and see what he do. And, of course, you're starting Travis Kelce. Now, I would start Juju, even though it's a coin flip. You know, Juju did real good last week. The week before that, it was MVS, so you know, I'm going to say Juju, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's an MVS game. Who knows? On the 49ers side, We know Christian McCaffrey, he is playing today. So I would start him. I would start Debo. I would start George Kittle. Brandon Ayuk is more so of a dart throw because I really don't think Garoppolo is the type of quarterback that can make sure that all those playmakers can get the ball and get you consistent fantasy points every week. I think Ayuk might be in between Ayuk and Kittle, them two I think is going to be the odd man out in this offense with Christian McCaffrey being there. So I'm going to say for right now, I'm going to say Ayuk is the odd man out, but those are the ones you should start for that game. Next game, Seattle Seahawks and the Los Angeles Chargers. Seattle side, I'll start DK Metcalf, I'll start Tyler Lockett, and I'll start Kenneth Walker. On the Chargers side, Keenan Allen might be back this week. If so, I would start him. Mike Williams, of course, you start in Austin Eckler, and you're starting Justin Herbert. Next game, Sunday night, you got the Pittsburgh Steelers and you got the Dolphins. On the Steelers side, I would start Najee Harris this game. This is a good matchup against the Dolphins' run defense and Deontay Johnson. Now, it's tough with Claypool. Claypool had a real good game last week, and we know that Kenny Pickens does have a rapport with George Pickens. If I had to make a guess between those, I would start Claypool over Pickens if I needed to start a receiver after Deontay Johnson, but that would be it. And then I would start Faramuth. Faramuth is clear concussion protocol. I would start him too. Next game. I'm sorry. On the Miami side, Tua is back. We know he missed a week dealing with that concussion. I'm glad he's healthy now. I would start Tyreek Hill and, of course, Jalen Waddle. I would start Raheem Mostert. And that's about it on that side. And then we got the Monday night game. Well, on the Bears side, I'm not starting nobody. Let me just make that perfectly clear on this New England defense. So let me just go to New England. Mac Jones should be back this week. I would start Jacoby Myers, and Damian Harris is back for Monday night. So I'm curious to see how it goes. I would start Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson in this matchup against the Bears. You know, so I usually wait till Monday to give you Monday night games, but I probably won't do a podcast till Tuesday. So I wanted to give you the Monday night game now. Now, you know, we got some players right now. I've been meaning to do a sell high, buy low edition, you know, in the podcast, and I haven't done it yet. You know, CEH would have fit that sell high, what's the name? But, you know, if you didn't sell him weeks ago in a trade, now you look at him now. Now he's not even the starting running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Some other players and stuff that hasn't been performing so far, like the Najee Harris. If Najee Harris has a good game today, I would try to trade him and see what you could get for Najee Harris. I definitely will. It's Keenan Allen. If Keenan Allen does play today and he has a good game, he's another candidate that I would sit there and try to sell high on off that good game, because we just don't know if Keenan Allen can have the hamstring issue again and cause him to miss more games a few weeks from now. So those are a few players right there that I think that you need to key in on, seeing what they do. And, you know, you use that as your advantage depending on what they do. Heck, if any of them running backs for Carolina today between Chuba Hubbard or Deontay Foreman have a good game, I would sell how I wanted them, try to get the value you can out of them, because I don't think they're going to sustain value throughout the course of the rest of the year. Well, this is Larry McCormick with Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast. I'll talk to you next time.